Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Abraham offered offerings unto the Lord, but then God said to him, take now thy son, thy only son, to Mount Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering to me. Not only kill him, but you got to burn him. You got to put fire to his flesh. And the Bible says he was on his way to do it. All the way to the point where he's about to take the knife and plunge it in his chest to open him up and gut him and then burn him. And God says, don't kill your son. But I just wanted to see, is there anything you will withhold from me?
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Power of Holy Spirit. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We're talking about the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost, or the feast of Pentecost. The word of the Lord reads like this while on the screen. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. The King James said, and they were on one accord. Verse 2, suddenly a sound like a blowing, the blowing of a violent wind, whoosh, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. I'm asking God to do the same thing here. They saw what seemed like tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, I like this, enabled them, as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm doing a two-part message this morning entitled Pentecost, the purpose, the power, and I'm sorry, the promise, the power, and the purpose. And today's message in our late service is the power of Pentecost, or the power of the Holy Spirit. I dealt with the purpose of the Holy Ghost at 8 o'clock. I would recommend you get that message. Every 30 days on Facebook, the message drops, but you can go to YouTube and access any message that we've preached. And I want you to do that. Listen to the word over and over again as a devotion. Also, if you would like to sign up for the daily devotion, you can go to the website and get a daily devotion here so you can have something to go by to build yourself up. And every believer should have our app downloaded and should have the daily devotion. Every one of us that are members of the church. And I think it's important to feed your spirit. And God will bless you. I want to share this with you, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the advent of the Holy Ghost, or the power of Pentecost. Father, thank you so much for teaching. Thank you for the spread, for the spiritual protein, and for the spiritual nutrients that we need to build cells, to connect us to your purpose, but also the power that is released in every heart. And thank you for the growth that I'm experiencing, and also thank you for my challenges. And I give you praise for all that you do. You're in charge of our lives. You know the path that you've set for us. I pray that you would allow your people to give the ear of the learned to the tongue of the learned. Speak, Holy Spirit, adequately. Even from the volume of the book, I give you praise for using me. I am honored that you would have chose me to do the work. You've chose these people to connect with this voice, and I pray that the enemy would not be able to disturb it. Thank you for a direct frequency that will tune up their spirit Holy Ghost, baptize us again. And Father, I give you praise for the power that was surged through this church. No one left behind. They were all filled. And let everyone under the sound of my voice be filled and sealed to the day of redemption. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a good place to clap. Come on. Hallelujah. Our confession of faith, it should be on the screen in a moment. Let's get ready to go. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It is God speaking to me. Come on. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing. I choose to agree with the Word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me, which abides in my spirit. My heart is receptive. I can't quit. Say it again, I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name. I don't ever want to hear anybody on my team talk about quitting. Your name ain't quit. Your name's Sue. Yeah, your name ain't quit, Sister Sue. Glory to God. Your name ain't quit, Mr. Atlas. I don't want to hear that. Don't come around me with this quitting spirit. I can't quit. God told them in Luke chapter 4 to go to Jerusalem and stay in the city limits until you are enabled, until you are clothed with immense power. He also said in Acts chapter 1, go to Jerusalem and stay there until you endue with power from on high. I wonder, did anybody hear from God, go to Truth Reveal and stay there? Now, I wonder, did anybody hear from God, I sent you there not for you to leave, but to stay right there, let God shape you. Glory to God. I wonder, did anybody hear, you don't go to a church and leave because you mad. You got to stick with it. Until God moves you. And I don't even want to hear any leader say, I'm here until the Lord tells me. Get lost with that. He didn't tell you to leave. You told yourself to leave. And let's guess what? If it's time to leave, I will know. Glory to God. I will know in my soul. And there will be a detachment. Okay, it's time for you to soar and move forward. But go up. You don't go less than. How are you going to go and connect with a church that's not even doing what you do? You all of a sudden found yourself with somebody that's not even flowing like God? What are you talking about? It should be higher ground for you. So if you go somewhere, it should be higher ground. Oh, my God. If it's not higher ground, it's not God. Amen. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Listen, if I left Truth Reveal, I'm going to higher ground. Even if I was in the world and I'm going to a nice club, I'm not going to a juke joint after that. How you going to go from that to that? That doesn't make sense. You go up. Even if I was in the world, I'm going up. Get this out of your mind. God ain't telling you to sit in a shack somewhere. Not after you've been here. If you got a family, go up. You don't go down, go up. If you live in an apartment, you got to think about what's next. House. I'm going up. Anybody that's got a problem with that is not of God. We celebrate everybody that's going up. Church, they may say, I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me because I'm all the way up. God, no. I like Acts chapter 2 because it tells us about the advent of the Holy Ghost. We talked about purpose, but we need to talk about power. On the day of Pentecost, there are several feasts of Israel that the church should embrace today. One of them is the Feast of Passover, 50 days before this. It's Easter Sunday. We call it Resurrection Day. What happened to you in the last 50 days? What are you tied to in the last 50 days from the time that the resurrection took place, Jesus ascends, and Pentecost? So you got Passover. That's when the lamb was slain and the blood was placed over the doorpost. Jesus died on that day. You can't tell me that this stuff don't match, man. The same day when Moses killed 1,000 years before. Killed a fatted calf, a lamb, and put the blood over the doorpost. And when the death angel came into Egypt, he said, when I see the blood, I will what? Pass over you. They then developed a feast called the Feast of Passover. Jesus then, as the lamb slain, was slain on that same feast day. But they missed it. He's nailed on the cross. They missed it. They're still looking for a lamb, but the lamb is there's an evolution of the lamb. There's an evolution. When they sin in Genesis 3, the Bible says God took coats of skin and placed it on them. Where did the skin come from? Was it a human skin or was it a firstlings of the flock? We do know in the next chapter that Abel offered up an offering unto the Lord and gave God a firstling of his flock. Was it sheep or goat? We're not sure, but he gave him the firstling of his flock. And the Bible says God had respect on his offering. But on his brother Cain's offering, he gave him fruit from the ground. I like a fruit basket too. But God says, when you deal with me, you don't give me what you want. When you deal with me, you give me what I require. So my soul says yes, and whatever you require of me, I will give it to you. Yes. Find out what God requires, and you'll please him if you give him what he wants. Right. Abel, young and tender, gave him what he required, and God had respect on the offering. We then keep fast forwarding all the way to Abraham. We know that Abraham offered offerings unto the Lord, but then God said to him, take now thy son, thy only son, to Mount Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering to me. Not only kill him, but you got to burn him. You got to put fire to his flesh. And the Bible says he was on his way to do it. All the way to the point where he's about to take the knife and plunge it in his chest to open him up and gut him and then burn him. And God says, don't kill your son. But I just wanted to see, is there anything you will withhold from me? Amen. Glory to God, man. And we see how God raised up Isaac as a similitude of the resurrection, because the Bible says in the Hebrews that he considered him to have died and to be resurrected when Abraham decided to obey God. You see, the evolution of the sacrifice, it starts out with the firstling of the flock. Now we don't know if it's a man or if it's a goat or calf. We don't know, but he had honor with Isaac. Then Moses comes along and takes the firstling from the sheep and offers it as an offering unto the Lord and puts the blood over the doorpost. And we keep seeing this evolution, but we're not sure. Until Jesus comes to the brook or the river called Jordan. And John looked out and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Jesus comes down to be baptized. John says, I can't baptize you. Jesus says, fulfill it. Fulfill it. There's one coming after me, John says, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. A semblance of Isaac, who went to Moriah to be offered, to be killed and burned. But this sacrifice is coming with fire.
And here we see the evolution from some animal that covered them, covered their nakedness with skin, and now it is a man that's being baptized. That man dies on the cross, the feast of Passover. 50 days later, God sends his spirit in Acts chapter 2 to resurrect the body that was dormant, to breathe into it again the breath of life, so we can be living, a living epistle walking in the earth to fulfill the plan of God. The evolution of the Lamb. Glory to God in the highest. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And I really believe the Lord is speaking to me about these feasts, Passover and then Pentecost. And the third feast is the Feast of Tabernacles, which touches worship. Those three feasts the church needs to embrace today. We need to worship God and give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. And carry worship with us every day that we walk in the earth. Today, I want to deal with the power of Pentecost that comes. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, everything changed. And everything should change in your life when the Holy Ghost comes. The atmosphere must shift. Write it down. The atmosphere shifts when the Holy Ghost comes. Fear is broken. Fear, trepidation. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, Holy Ghost, of love, the character of God. God is love, and a soundness of mind. We're not supposed to be plagued with thoughts that overtake us. And if it is, you need more of the Holy Ghost in you. Can the church say amen? God wants us to be sound in our mind and our thoughts, and that's peace. The absence of chaos is the entrance of peace. The atmosphere shift, fear broke. Write it down, fire fell. Ordinary people became vessels of honor, vessels of extraordinary exploits, extraordinary power. Pentecostal power. And if you say you're Pentecostal, where's your power? This is not a Baptist church. If it is, some of you would smile because you were a charge everything. A-E-I-O-U and sometime Y. A-E-I-O-U. I'm not cutting you down. I'm just simply saying if you came out of that, that's good. But this is not a Baptist church. We welcome the Baptists. And if you, if I became Methodist, you would probably be happy because everything is about methods.
Yes.
We got methods. You stand up, you sit down, you quote this, you quote that, stand up and sit down. Which I'm not, that's the first oldest church. I was consecrated as a bishop in a Methodist church, and we have many Methodist people that here, and I honor you for that. I'm not cutting down. Sometimes I smile and people think I'm laughing at that. I'm not putting down the church. I know the history of the church. The oldest church in America is Methodist. The reason why you have an AME church is because African Americans could not worship in the Methodist church, so they developed their own called AME. With all of you that want to say stuff about why can't we all get along, well, just read some history and you'll know. You, in the Methodist church, they said you can't worship with us and you can't pray, so they had to sit in the back. And Allen decided to start his African American Episcopal.
Yes.
That's how it started. The church did not embrace the move of God. And so the church missed it. And we missed Muhammad Ali that way. Cassius Clay. Because he tried to come to a Christian church. But because he was black, he had to sit in the back. He said, I'm not tolerating that. So he went to Islam. We missed that. And that's why I know church history. I'm not putting down things, just telling you history. This is an interdenominational spirit-filled fellowship. That means we welcome all denominations. And I have to create an atmosphere for all denominations. That means we pray for all people. White, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. There are people who were Seventh-day Adventists, people who were Jehovah Witness. As long as they can embrace our teaching, they can join this ministry. Amen. We don't exclude anybody. And I want you all to see that, because when you have a house of prayer, an embassy for all people, you got to learn how to look to your left and right and stop judging people. And if you came here and you're not judged, you got to act right too. So we're not telling our people that you need to treat everybody right, but the ones coming here can have an attitude. Get your attitude right too. But we'll all meet in the middle. Like Michael said, too high to get over, too low to get under, but I'm stuck. If you got a person on your right and left, you're stuck in the middle. And you got to look to the right. I'm too high to get over, too low to get under, but I'm stuck in the middle. And I got to learn how to deal with all of you all. And the pain of being stuck in the middle feels good. Well, I'll help you again. It feels good. So feels good to me. It was the release of divine authority in the earth. And God loves to release his divine authority. Fire, fire, fire. One of the things I found about fire is that when it falls on anything, it changes its dynamic. If God says cloven tongues as a fire set upon each of them, he's after purpose, but also the transformation, even of the form. Because whatever fire hits, it consumes. Its appearance change, its scent changes, its purpose changes. Flesh cannot handle fire, yet he allows fire to fall upon the body of Christ. Like a bush burning but not consumed. Oh my God. And God wants us to be on fire. Man and woman on fire. Lit. I'm talking about totally lit. Ignited, not your Cavassier, not your blunt. I'm talking about Holy Ghost fire. Not your love. I'm lit with love. I'm talking about Holy Ghost fire. Fire is an acronym for being filled. Say, I'm filled. Glory to God. Filled and filled with the Holy Ghost and power. The E is for empowered. I'm filled and I'm empowered to do the work that God has called me to do. The R is for revived. I was resuscitated. And the E is for equipped. I'm equipped to do the work that God has called me to. Filled, empowered, revived, and equipped. Holy Ghost is there to make sure you're equipped to finish the work. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and power, Acts chapter 10, and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God is with him. And we should be able to have a trail of demons that are sitting on the side of the road, just totally bewildered how power came and unloosed them. They don't have power over the people that we come in contact with. We should be able to look over our shoulder and see demons laying in the street. Disembodied spirits crying, why did you get me out of her? Why did you set her free? She's mine. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. You're supposed to be hearing demons that, boy, I love being inside of her, but you kicked me out. You should be able to hear demons. Oh, I had so much pride in him, he wouldn't worship. How did you get him free from that? He belongs to me. I was in his daddy, and I was in his granddaddy, and I'm in him now. We should see a trail of this stuff behind us as we move forward and take new ground. We should see the power of God at work in the lives of God's people when we look over our shoulder and we see how many God has set free in this region. Even the atmosphere should change. And you need to touch your neighbor and say, I'm a part of this team. I'm not going nowhere until everything that held me captive is set free. Glory. of God. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power is an acronym too for promise. Promise. He promised power. Every promise must be fulfilled. O is a part of what we call the outpouring. You're not supposed to fulfill God's work without power from on high. No believer should be trying to live for God with willpower. Should have gotten an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The W is for witness. See, when he comes in, he gives us the witness. Can I get a witness up in here? Amen. Say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We having church, we ain't going nowhere. Right. Can I get a witness?
Oh yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Oh yeah.
One more time. Can I get a witness? Come on. And you need a witness in your soul. Holy Ghost testifying. Yeah, they belong to God. I seal them. Holy Ghost should be witnessing to the devil when he comes and try to bring out. No. They receive the Holy Ghost. I seal them until the day of redemption. They belong to God. I seal them. You should have a witness inside of you. I'm a part of the body. I'm a part of the body of Christ.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Power of Holy Spirit, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for VBS 2026, The Joshua Generation, taking place on Monday, July 20th to Friday, July 24th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. Attention, new believers. Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. Email best@truthreveal.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.